Hi, and welcome back to another episode of New Every Day. I'm Carrie.
And my name is Jen. And on today's show, we're going to talk about...
Just another ordinary day.
Just another ordinary day.
Got mad skills? Now hone them. Learn new skills or improve your existing ones with online video tutorials and training from lynda.com through our special link at cat5.tv/lynda. Learn software, technology, creative and business skills you can use today to help you achieve your professional goals. Join today and start learning. We'll give you this chance to try it absolutely free with unlimited access to all of the courses. Sign up now for free, cat5.tv/lynda.
So glad that you've tuned in, and we're looking forward to this episode, Jen. What are you talking about?
What are we talking about? And it's interesting, because sometimes we're like, what should we be talking about on the show? And occasionally we're like...
No, today's Jen's like, yeah, let's just do that. You know, we tell people they shouldn't read the Bible like that, just to open it up and put their finger down and be like, what are you saying to me, Lord?
Yeah, that's a no-no. But sometimes it works. Sometimes, don't go there all the time, but sometimes it works. I'm on my way back from Winnipeg. We're totally off topic now, but this is okay.
Okay, carry on.
I'm on my way back from Winnipeg on the plane, and I'm just really struggling with something. And I'm just like, Lord... I really would like it if you would verse bomb me right now. Like, just give me a verse. And the impression that I got was Jeremiah 17:9. And so I'm like, okay,
so
whatever. So I turned to Jeremiah 17. Now this was not, I have a travel Bible, which is much smaller and fits into my bag, which comes in very handy. But Jeremiah 17:9 says, more than anything, the heart is deceitful above all else and cannot be healed. Who can understand it? And I was like, Lord, are you saying that I am not seeing clearly, or I'm deceiving myself, or do I need to be aware of where other people might be deceived? And I really meditated on that verse because it felt like it fit the situation. And as I read around it, and this is what is so key, when you feel that you have been verse bombed or where you do just do the random open thing, that you read the context around it. And the passage, and the Lord had given me this passage before when I was really struggling with fear. And I actually have the date written beside it of August 2010. And I remember specifically that I had been struggling with fear in August 2010. And the Lord sent me to this verse, which says, this is what the Lord says. A curse is placed on those who trust other people and who depend on humans for strength, who have stopped trusting the Lord. They're like a bush in a desert that grows in a land that no one lives in, a hot and dry land that with bad soil. They don't know what the good things God can give. But the person who trusts in the Lord will be blessed. The Lord will show him that he can be trusted. He will be strong like a tree planted near water that sends its roots by a stream. It is not afraid when the days are hot. Its leaves are always green. It does not worry in a year that with no rain. Sorry, I get excited. Like, it does not worry in a year when no rain comes. It always produces fruit. More than anything, the heart is deceitful above all else and cannot be healed. Who can understand it? But I, the Lord, looks in a person's heart and tests the mind so I can decide what each person deserves. And as I was reading this, I realized in that moment that what I was struggling with was the fact that I was not surrendering all of my thoughts, all of my fears, all of my insecurities to the Lord to discern. And it's like, that's why it says, but I, the Lord, look into the person's heart. And he can take what is going on in the inside and he can sort it out. And so I have found myself since I've come back from camp so many times just saying, Lord, am I being deceived? Am I deceiving myself? Because so often we deceive ourselves. We think that something is okay, or fear comes in to deceive and causes us to make decisions. We make decisions based out of fear rather than truth. And it's like...
And that's a good question. Am I deceiving myself? Just this morning, we were talking about different situations going on in our lives right now where, you know, people were offended, and then we thought, well, they shouldn't be offended. But, you know, am I deceiving myself and not really seeing the situation as it is?
Right.
You know, like a friend of mine at work, I ended up doing a job for her at work, and she was offended that I went ahead and did it. And in my mind, I was like, well, how can she be offended? That's ridiculous, but, you know, I'll apologize anyway. And
right.
But I thought, am I being blinded to what was going on? Like, did I actually overstep the boundaries? But it's the Lord who can turn our eyes away from what's not important onto maybe some pride.
And see, and that's just it, what you said. It's like, in our minds, we can think, but am I not, ...
But and, I was only trying to help, whatever.
And I love what you said, but it's the Lord who then takes what we did and examines it. And like you said, is there a sense of, you know, pride in there? You know, well, I was only doing, right, the right thing, or I thought I was helping. And it's like, are we willing then to allow the Lord? And I think this is so often our issue, is we don't actually invite the Lord into the situation to examine our heart, to examine our motives. Because we might think, I am in the right. And I have done that so many times. This is the right thing to do. I know it's the right thing. And yet, as soon as I surrender it to the Lord, he's like, well, actually, you responded out of fear. Like, an example would be, okay, I work with the kids at Georgian College with the Christian group. And to be honest, I just feel so ill-equipped to be there. And I'm like, I don't really know what to talk about. Or what if, you know, this whole idea of acceptance and belonging, are they going to accept me? So I'm like, well, if I only put in this much money into the meter for parking, then I'll have to leave. And I'll have a reason to leave. So I won't have to worry about, you know, ending conversations or being awkward. I'll just be like, oh, look. I'm like,
my meter's done.
And this is the card I played. I played the integrity card. Well, you know, it's really important.
Because I won't be lying.
Right. I won't be lying. I have to go. But also, well, you only put in this much money for the parking meter. Like, it's not fair that you take advantage saying, well, they're not going to catch me. You paid for an hour and a half. Then you should be there for an hour and a half. If you're going to be longer, don't put in an hour and a half and just think, well, they're not going to catch me, right? Because I'll stay longer. They're not going to catch me. Well, that's, in my mind, that's bad integrity. So if you're going to be there for 2 hours, you pay for 2 hours. So in my mind, I'm like, see, aren't I being responsible? And the Lord challenged me on it last night.
Really?
He's like, the only reason that you put in that much money was so that you could leave, so you can see what I could do in those relationships. And I was like, I'm like, Lord, but see, this is where our heart is deceitful above all else. We can justify. I even played the integrity card. It is right not to pay for, not to take advantage of the fact that the parking meter that you didn't get caught. That is bad integrity. But on the other hand, I was using it actually to cover my fear.
And the motivation behind it was to bail.
Yeah. And I'm like, nuts!
But yay God that he told you.
I know.
And that's where we can celebrate. Like when God in his grace shows us something that's happened in our lives, or where we've stumbled or thought the wrong thought or had the wrong motivation, then we celebrate the work of the Holy Spirit in your life.
Yeah.
Like, yay God, he's sanctifying you. And now you're going to be expectant of what God is going to do.
I'm
going to
bring the $3 to pay for the 2 hours of parking rather than the hour and a half. But, and this is where, like I said, verse bomb, whoop, and I open it, I'm like, okay, and I'm reading it, and I'm like, oh, okay, this, I'm, and the Lord's working on me, right, this whole Jeremiah 17 9 thing. The heart is deceitful, blah, 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 blah. And like, this was an example of it last night. Cool thing is, Carrie, world, prayer meeting at our church. We have a 24-hour prayer vigil.
Yes.
And fear, once again, I feel like we talk about fear a lot. I have issues. Anyways, I said to Pastor Velma, who I work with, I said, Velma, should I like open it up to the people to share what God has been saying to them over the last 24 hours? So this was like the big prayer meeting after 24 hours of prayer and fasting. Mm-hmm. And she's like, sure. And I was like, okay. She's like, what's your problem? I'm like,
what's your problem?
She's good at calling me on things. I love Velma. I feel like she's one of the people God has placed in my life, and so are you, to say, Jen, why are you thinking that way? Because it goes back to the heart is deceitful above all else. Who can tame it? Who can know it? But God. And God puts people in our lives to actually challenge the way that we think so we can surrender it to him. So I'm like, I'm actually afraid of what people are going to say. And she's like, the mere fact that you are afraid is from the enemy. So that tells me that something good is going to come out of this. And so I'm like, okay. So I go and I tell the people what the plan is. So we're going to sing and then we'll open it up for them to share. And one of the wonderful ladies in our church stands or says, you know what? The Lord impressed this on me. And I don't know where it's found, but I just found that the Lord really spoke to me through this passage. And she's like, it's just, you know, a screenshot. And she started reading the screenshot. And it was Jeremiah 17:5 on. And she just read the passage and then she ended at verse 8. And then I read verse 9. And I was like, oh, Lord, you're good. You're good. And she shared, I believe the Lord is saying to us that we can't be trusting in other people. We need to be trusting in him. Like, our success will come from trusting in him alone. Which goes into verse 9 that says that we can believe, right? We can believe, we can be deceived thinking it's about us. It's not about God. Mm-hmm. And the Lord convicted me so many times. And since I've come back, that verse comes up. Am I being deceived? Am I deceiving myself? Like the whole integrity thing. Okay, I'm putting in my $2 rather than 3, right? And in my head, I'm thinking, oh no, I'm being good. No, the Lord totally cut me to the quick and said, you stop that and you let me move. And so I was so challenged by just another ordinary day. Here I was sitting on the plane coming back from Winnipeg and I'm just really struggling. And we struggle every day, right? And I'm like, verse bomb me, Lord. And he did. And I was like, and it has challenged me almost on a regular basis for the last 2 or 3 weeks to say, why are you making that decision? Is it from you? Or is it from man? Or is it from me? And we want to encourage you today to not look at every day. And this is why we sort of named the next few sessions, it's just an ordinary day. I had no idea that day that when I opened up the Bible, that what the Lord was going to say to me would radically change the way I was living. Mm-hmm. And just an ordinary day. Just an ordinary day. Here I am on the plane, and it's becoming ordinary for me to be on a plane, I must admit. But here I said, okay, Lord, I need you. And he totally came. And so over the next few weeks, we're going to talk about just ordinary days where we're going about what the Lord has called us to do. And then he just, whoop, comes in. And all of a sudden, doesn't seem like such an ordinary day anymore. Because that, when I got on the plane, I had no idea. I just thought, dear Lord God, please don't put me beside people who are chatty Cathys. When Carrie and I travel together, she sits in the middle so she can talk to the person on the other side.
Which is so funny. But.
And the thing is, the two ladies that got on, they put their earphones on and it was,
And you were like, yes.
Yeah. But then I think I slept for a half an hour because the Lord wanted to say something to me. And it was just an ordinary day. And yet when we open our days up to walk in obedience, the Lord totally comes in. And not every day do I have a life-changing moment, but some days I do. And so over the next few weeks, we're going to talk about just an ordinary day of how in the lives of some of the men and women of the Bible, it was just an ordinary day for them. And just walking in obedience, doing whatever God had asked them to do. And God radically used their obedience and did amazing things that affect either one or two people or millions of people. So That's what we're going to do for the next few weeks.
Yeah. Because there's a ripple effect from when you see God's grace in your life and then you act in obedience on it.
Yeah.
Then other people are affected, right? So you were able to share with the people who were at that prayer meeting, ahead of time, I feel like God showed me this, and you're able to share and encourage them. Yeah. And I just think that's so cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So be prepared for just to be about your ordinary business and God for God to come in and just radically use your obedience to transform the lives of so many people.
Yeah.
So.
And then there's times, Jen, where I feel like, man, I haven't had it all together. I haven't been obedient. Maybe my thoughts haven't been on the right track. But then the grace of God comes.
Yeah.
And he still speaks to me.
Yeah.
Like, yay.
I agree.
Because he loves me. And he loves you. And he wants to speak to you. And he wants to change your life.
Amen.
Okay, here's another ordinary day situation.
Yes.
I was at work. And I was placed in one of the areas of emergency where there's lots of people struggling with mental health issues. And we had Carmen come on and talk about mental health a couple weeks ago. If you didn't see that, go back and watch it. I think it's episode 20 and 21.
Okay.
I think so. Just excellent. And that was an answer to prayer. Anyways, whenever I go in this area, I'm just like, it just feels heavy. I feel heavy. And that's my mind telling me that this is going to be an ordinary day of a little bit of chaos and probably a lot of depression, a lot of anxiety, a lot of people, wanting to harm themselves, harm others. It's not my favorite place.
Right.
So I was thinking it was going to be that kind of ordinary day. And I'm like, no, that's the wrong attitude. If the Lord lives in me, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. And he now lives in me through the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I am now his light in the world. So it's guaranteed not to be an ordinary day. If you go into an area that feels dark, it shouldn't be dark because you're bringing the light and you're bringing the life of Christ. And so I had to stop. Actually, you know what? I didn't even stop that day and think about this. I just kept on going. Mm. But here's the grace of God. He stopped me and reminded me that he's at work. I had a patient who, she was struggling with depression and she had tried to overdose on a bunch of medication. And this was a couple days after the overdose, so she was medically stable and just there for psychiatric issues at that point.
Right.
Quite anxious, and I said, she really wanted to go home. I said, well, in order for us to let you go home, we need to know that you're safe and that you have coping strategies in place that don't involve harming yourself, right? She says, yeah, I understand that. I said, well, what are you willing to investigate? You do practice a certain faith or whatever. And she said, I want to talk to a counselor. And so I recommended Focus on the Family because they offer free counseling. So if you go to the Focus on the Family website, you can talk to a counselor for free. It's great. Anyways, so she was very appreciative of that. And she said, yeah, I'm a Christian. And she said, I'm awfully embarrassed that I'm here because, the nature of my situation, I tried to take my life. It's not a very Christian thing to do. I know that. And I've just been in a bad way. And I was like, you know what? God still loves you.
Yes.
He sees you the same today as he did last year, as he will next year. I said, and today is a new day. It's the first step towards getting better. And he wants to help you because he loves you. And it was like I was like preaching to myself in my own ears.
Right.
But I was like, all of a sudden this opportunity presented and we got to pray together. And I was encouraged by her. And it was like totally ordinary day. And then bam, he just opened this door to do that.
Just an ordinary day.
Just an ordinary day. And as she was leaving, she was like, you know, thank you. You know, I'm really encouraged. And I was like, me too. I'm encouraged. So it was awesome.
I don't know where you're at in today, whether you're just like, yeah, this is ordinary or this is worse than ordinary. But we're going to pray and we're just going to offer our days to the Lord and just say, okay, Lord, help me to walk in obedience with you today and help me not to see this as just an ordinary day, but a day with full of potential miracles for you to come and move.
One of my favorite verses says, in the morning I lay my request before you, Lord, and I wait in expectation. And when you get up right in the morning, just pray, Lord, I'm giving you these requests. I don't know how to deal with my boss. I don't know how to deal with my spouse. I don't know what that's going to do, but I wait in expectation because you're big enough to handle it.
Amen. Let's pray.
Okay.
Lord, you are big enough to handle it. You are big enough to handle it. You are big enough to handle it. Lord, forgive us for allowing ourselves just another ordinary day and not inviting you into it. Lord, help us to see the potential of miracles. Help us to wake up and say, this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So, Father, forgive us where we do not surrender it to you and believe that you really are big enough to handle it. Help us to turn our every day, our every moment over to you. Forgive us for deceiving ourselves or for allowing us for being deceived that you are small. You are a big God. Thank you for that truth today. Be with our viewers, Lord. Encourage them. May they feel your peace. And may they believe that you are a big God. We pray this in the name of Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Well, we just want to thank our partners who have helped make this show possible. One of those partners being Design a T-Shirt. So if you go to our website, neweveryday.tv, you can click on our partners page and find Design a T-Shirt, and you can custom design T-shirts. I went on the site. Looks pretty cool, pretty straightforward and easy to use. So if you're interested in that, go to our website, neweveryday.tv, click our partners page, and then you can go have a look at the links from there. Also, you can make purchases through Amazon by going to our website, and then part of the money that goes towards your purchase actually helps to support our show if you go through our webpage. So,
sounds like a plan.
And there's a great book that I just read called The Case for Grace by Lee Strobel, and it talks about people's ordinary days, and they were radically changed by God and His grace, and so you can find that on Amazon if you go through our website, neweveryday.tv.
All right. So?
That's it.
That's it. That's all.
I hope you have a great week, and we'll see you back here for the next episode of New Every Day.
Later.